From ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Crews working to restore power in the Houston area after powerful storms, and they're racing to do it before temperatures rise this week.
The storm knocked out power to hundreds of thousands. Officials say it could be weeks before power is restored in some areas. Houston's independent school district, the state's largest, working through the weekend to repair multiple campuses damaged by the storm. And more severe weather is in the forecast. Meanwhile, record heat is expected to linger across parts of the South and Central U.S. into early next week. Temperatures in Houston, where many residents are still without power, could reach into the 90s. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
President Biden's national security advisor meeting with the Saudi crown prince on Sunday, trying to revive a security deal with the country. The plan was derailed after Hamas's attack on Israel that prompted Israel's punishing response in Gaza. The deal, which would have seen Saudi Arabia diplomatically recognize Israel, would have been for the first time. Calls for yet another Supreme Court justice to recuse themselves from any cases involving the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, this time aimed at Justice Samuel Alito, after a New York Times report that an American flag was flown upside down outside his Northern Virginia homes in the days following the January 6th attack.
It certainly struck Aya Carlson's as strange when she drove by the home of her nearby neighbors.
There's something wrong with the flag.
It was in the days after the January 6th attack. Carlson's later learned the inverted flag is historically a sign of dire distress that was also carried by the Capitol rioters.
That's disrespectful.
Justice Samuel Alito tells the New York Times his wife flew the inverted flag to get back at another neighbor who'd posted an anti-Trump sign. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Former President Trump picking up an endorsement from the National Rifle Association in Texas on Saturday. You're listening to ABC News. The United Auto Workers Union regrouping this weekend after a pivotal vote over whether to bring workers at two Mercedes-Benz facilities in Alabama into the union failed. 56% of the workers voted against unionizing. UAW President Sean Fain.
It's a David versus Goliath fight. Sometimes Goliath wins a battle, but ultimately David will win the war.
The vote was a setback for the union's efforts to expand into the southern U.S. The Charleston, South Carolina coroner releasing his findings in the death of a Boeing whistleblower. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
John Barnett was found dead in his truck in Charleston in March when he was supposed to have been at a deposition in a lawsuit against Boeing. He was found shot to death in the parking lot of his hotel. He had a gun in his hand, gunshot residue on his hand. There was a shell casing and a suicide note. Now the coroner in Charleston has released the final cause and manner of death as suicide. Medical records showed he was under mental distress and was dealing with anxiety. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The bodies of two men have been recovered from a plane that was found face down in a lake in Alaska, according to state troopers. State police were notified of the upside-down aircraft in Six Mile Lake, which is about 200 miles southwest of Anchorage. The bodies were located by a dive team, while the National Transportation Safety Board said on X that it will investigate the crash. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.